After the earthquake in Pakistan, the best many people can hope for is a tent. Pakistan's military and aid agencies are distributing tents to hundreds of thousands of victims. The trouble is, those temporary shelters will be inadequate as winter approaches the Himalayas. NPR's Ivan Watson visited one quake-stricken town.
At the entrance to the mountain town of Alhai, a barber stands in the shell of what used to be a kebab shop, giving a haircut in a new makeshift salon which has a cracked roof but no walls. A few yards away, a tailor sits at a table outside the ruins of his demolished shop, hard at work at his sewing machine. Though most of this town was smashed to the ground by the earthquake on October 8th, residents of Alhai are trying to pick up the pieces. The Pakistani government offered some help by clearing away the landslides blocking the main road to town and by turning the electricity back on just a few days ago. But now thoughts are turning to a much bigger challenge that many residents here fear they cannot overcome: winter. The town barber, a man named Hakim Dad, says for the first time he will be forced to move his family in with relatives who live down in the warmer lowlands.
Yes, those who have nowhere to live and no shelter, and their children are being killed because of cold. What else they will do except to leave this area?
But 20-year-old Ibadu Rahman does not have relatives to fall back on. The earthquake killed his father, grandfather, and sister. Now, when the temperature suddenly drops at sunset, he and 10 of his surviving family members huddle by a campfire for warmth outside the government-issued tent they all sleep in.
If there's heavy snowfall, the children will not be able to sustain that winter.
The entire population of this valley, estimated at some 100,000 people, appears to be living in tents or crude makeshift shelters, which will offer little protection from snow that already covers nearby mountain peaks. Major Nasir Mahmood, an aid coordinator with the Pakistani military, says he's focusing on setting up winter housing for people who will soon be forced to migrate down from the mountains.
Our biggest concern is basically the people who will be coming down from the Kaghan Valley and the Alai Valley. We have to take care of these people while making or pitching tent villages at different locations and providing them the basic necessities of life.
But as the Pakistani government prepares for the approaching winter, aid organizations are sounding the alarm that there is simply not enough money to sustain relief operations.
There is absolutely no way near enough money. If we don't get more soon, people will die.
Andrew McLeod runs the United Nations Emergency Coordination Center. He says the UN has only received a fraction of the $500 million in aid money it requested from the international community.
We are starting to see very little air traffic in the airport. That means there's a few things arriving: tents, medicines, water and sanitation equipment, food. All this sort of stuff is just simply not coming.
McLeod says among the millions of homeless earthquake survivors, a second wave of deaths due to disease, unsanitary living conditions, and exposure to the elements has already begun. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Abbottabad, Pakistan.